Listening Library presents The Opposite of Invisible by Liz Gallagher. Read for you by Lara Herner. Chapter 1. Some girls have journals. I talk to my poster. It's Saturday afternoon and Jules should be here soon. While I wait for him, I'm talking to the poster over my bed. Dove Girl, please help me. She's a print made by Picasso in the 50s. Le visage de la paix. The face of peace. Much wished upon by me. It's something about how comfortable she seems. Calm. Please help me with creatures of the male persuasion, I say. Other than Jewel. What I want, I tell her, is a boyfriend. Maybe I won't find my soulmate, but I want hand-holding and kissing. And I want someone to go to the Halloween bloodbath with. Like everyone else. Not just like everyone else, maybe. But a date. With someone who wants to be there with me. Someone I can slow dance with off in the shadows. I hear the front door open, the chimes above it clinking. Hello, Davises, Jewel says. My parents yell hello. Their voices boom in a happy way. I can't tell Jewel that I want to go to the bath. Of course he'd go with me, but he'd say, Alice, this is ridiculous, and Alice, let's go rent a movie instead. And no way would we hold hands or slow dance, or kiss. We've been friends since we were 3. He's the only person who knows I have this habit of, like, praying to an inanimate poster. We talked about it just a few days ago. It's healthy, he said, sharing a bag of popcorn with me in my kitchen.